Hello, hello. Can we have a moment of silence, please?
There's a baby.
Can we have a moment of silence, please? Thank you. Can we take this time to invite God into the process? God, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. My name is Carlton. I'm definitely a recovering addict. And man, this is a good day to be clean. You know, I want to thank Vanessa for coming down and sharing her experience, strength, and hope. Man, the eighth tradition, you know why.
Seems like I left your phone back there, I guess.
Okay. And just like Vanessa, I always get real nervous when I'm asked to get outside of myself and share a part of me that and get real vulnerable. You know, and I thank God for Narcotics Anonymous because it saved my life. You know, I'm the addict that, you know, I never thought I was going to stop using. You know, as a matter of fact, you know, when I died, you know, when I was in the casket, put some of that stuff in the casket with me because wherever I was going to need it. You know, I'm from Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of times we talk about our using neighborhoods, and my using neighborhood was wherever the hell I was at. You know, just this morning I was talking to a young lady and we were talking about, have I ever got high at the beach? I said, of course I have. You know, but I thank God for these traditions because of the traditions that helps to keep our program together. You know, the unity that we find in here is so important for an addict like me. See, I never felt like I was worthy enough. You know, our first tradition talks about our common welfare should come first. You know, and personal recovery depends on NA unity. So for an addict like me, you know, y'all told me when I got here, if you want what we have, you got to do what we do. You know, and, you know, I had like 30 days clean, and, you know, I picked out my first sponsor, and in 45 days, I had a new sponsor, you know, and that particular sponsor was in service, you know, and he said, he was going to do this. He said he was going to take me to this place called Area Service. I said, Area Service? What the fuck is that? You know, but he said to me that you're a member of Narcotics Anonymous when you say you're a member. You know, and he was the chair of our literature committee in our area, in the D.C. area. And so I went to this place called Area Service, and man, there were so many of y'all there. You know, taking care of the business of the area, I was like amazed at that many addicts and being in one place and doing something positive. You know, and so I began to get in service. And then like 60 days later, he said, you're the vice chair of the literature committee. I said, what the fuck? I don't know nothing about this shit. You know, but I wanted to stay clean. That's the bottom line. And because I wanted to stay clean, I was willing to do whatever it was necessary to stay here. You know, I used for 25 years. You know, and I ain't take no breaks. You know, and y'all told me that, you know, relapse ain't have to be a part of your story. So in Narcotics Anonymous, right, I don't have to use even if I want to. Right, the second tradition talks about the loving God that expresses himself in our group of conscience. You know, and it's important for me to invite my higher power in anytime I get involved with services fellowship. You know, and it talks about the only requirement for membership of Narcotics Anonymous, and if you're new here, like, we don't have no dues, we don't have no fees, you ain't got to sign no fucking papers, all you got to do is say you want to be a fucking member of Narcotics Anonymous. You know, and I believe that, and so once I made a commitment to my recovery, I said I'm going to be a member of Narcotics Anonymous. And my sponsor said, If you're going to be a member, make sure you be an informed member of Narcotics Anonymous. You know, and I'm the worst kind of addict. I'm the intellectual addict, and y'all told me, you know, we got literature. And I was like, oh, man, that's good. Because, see, I always could read real well, and I could always comprehend, but applying what I read and comprehend to my life always had a problem. You know, and he began to demonstrate, you know, how I can incorporate the steps and the traditions into my life. I try to do that today to the best of my ability. You know, and it talks about our primary purpose. You know, and a lot of times, you know, we go to groups and we get away from what our primary purpose is. You know, and for this addict, I have to be real clear what my motive is when I'm in service. You know, and if my motive is not about helping a newcomer, you know, what kind of service am I really doing? You know, it's not about feeding my ego. Because, see, when I got here, you know, ego was something that I had to have. You know, I always thought that, you know, out on the street, you know, if you ain't do what I do, if you ain't look how I look, if you ain't say what I say, you know, I ain't really had no use for you. You know, when I got here, you know, I ain't like white people. I ain't like gay people. You know, I ain't like none of that shit. I was a homophobe before I got here, but I had to relearn. Right? And Narcotics Anonymous, you know, recovery is available to anyone. And as a member of Narcotics Anonymous, it's my job to extend my hand to whoever's trying to recover, regardless of their personal situation. You know, it talks about, the eighth tradition talks about, it's no professionals in Narcotics Anonymous. See, when I got here, I was a professional addict. You know, I was a professional addict when I got here. You know, my beating you when you walk down the street, that was my profession. You know, because, see, I'm the addict that, you know, when it's all the money run out, you know, I would hide behind the skinniest tree on the block, and I would go turkey hunting. Y'all know what turkeys is. Turkey is when y'all walk up and say, man, who got it good, man? I got you right here. And you would give me your money, and you would get half your shit at it, and I get back. You know, but one of the things I always wanted to do was be on an even playing field. And see, in Narcotics Anonymous, every addict in here is on the even playing field. We don't have no professional recovery addicts. You know, the therapeutic value of one addict loving another is without parallel. You know that when we extend ourselves to each other, the message of recovery will ring true for each addict, that no addict seeking recovery need ever die. Now, I ain't never think that was possible for me. You know, one of the things that happened, these principles, not only do I have to live them in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, I got to take them outside. And I got to apply them to my life outside of Narcotics Anonymous. You know, when I got here, I was a deadbeat dad when I got here. Right, and one of the things that I always wanted to do, you know, when I was passing out in that car that was in the back of the house that I was no longer allowed to go in, right, and I used to say I didn't pass out, I was going to sleep, but if I keep coming back, I realized I was passing out. And, you know, God kept me from committing suicide because I would pass out. I had that big Jim Bowie knife on my chest, and I'd say, that's okay, somebody come in this motherfucker, I'm going to kill the A's. But I really wanted to kill myself. And one of the things I used to dream about was, you know, getting my children back. You know, and what happened right before my first year anniversary, God gave me custody of all four of my children. You know, and it's a funny thing, you know, about having children. This guy used to say, when I first got, he'd say, children will run your ass to a meeting. You know, and so one of the things I had to do a ninth step with my daughter before I got her back. You know, and my son, who was like 14 at the time, I had to take him to like 3 rehabs. And this is after me sharing my story with him. You know, I don't know about nobody else, you know, but how hard it is to take your children to rehab and leave them there, right? And then, you know, you take them to Narcotics Anonymous meetings, and you say, they should be able to get this. They know what I've been through. You know, so what I had to do was, I had to pray, right? I had to give it to God. I had to let him have his own story. See, and that was one of the toughest things I ever had to do. You know, but y'all gave me the strength, because what I did was I came in here, and I shared with y'all what I was going through. Right? And y'all said, well, Carl, we've been through this too. See, I don't have to go through nothing alone in Narcotics Anonymous. You know, and hopefully, I don't know, I ask God to let me share on this eighth tradition, because I don't know, the only thing I got is my story. And I don't feel like it's my job to come up here and bring the book up here and try to teach out of the book, because I always get resentments when motherfuckers come and teach out of the book. And I say, God damn, I don't need you to teach out the book, I need you to share it from the heart. You know, just the theme of this convention, service is a posture of the heart. You know what? And I'm a service junkie. You know what? I've always been in service since I first got here, before I even knew anything about being in service, right? Because if I saw you moving chairs and picking up chairs and saying clean, I said, that's what I need to do. You know what? If you was going to area and being a GSR for your group, then goddamn, I need to do that. I need to be available for the next person that comes down the line, right? And all of the time, it's not just a newcomer, right? Sometimes it's a more experienced member that we need to be available for as well. Because, see, what will happen is that, you know, I come up in here and I'll get, you know, string a couple 24 hours together, and all of a sudden I think I know everything, and I don't want y'all to really, you know, judge me for who I am, and then I'll make a decision that I don't need to come to no goddamn meetings, because I can fucking recover from fucking home. You know, because I got the literature. I took 3 books out of that motherfucker that still have it. And besides that, you know, we got Facebook, and, you know, I go on Facebook, and, you know, the first time I went online to an NA meeting online, it said, ding dong, you have mail. Man. But, thank you. Everybody who know me know that if I come up here, if I don't start sweating, that means I'm lying. Yeah. Because I don't really like doing this. You know, what I find out is that I really like being behind the scenes and doing shit behind the scenes. You know, but by keep coming back, I realize that I got to do things that I'm uncomfortable with if I want to keep growing. You know, so that's why I do. I come in, you know, I do things I don't really want to do, because they told me that if you don't want to go to a meeting, that's the best time to go. You know, they said, you know, I remember going to a meeting when I was new, and man, when I came out that joint, I was twisted. And I asked one of the more experienced members, I said, man, that motherfucker's just twisting me up in that motherfucker, man. I don't know if I want to stay around here. And he looked at me and he said, well, it's 2 things an addict can teach you. He said, what you want to be like and what you don't want to be like. So I try to continue to be an example of the power that when I reach out, you know, to my higher power and how he can work in my life and show the newcomer that the same power that work in my life and work in your life. You know, and he, I've experienced so many highs and lows in him. You know, and the group has always been there for me. You know, in my fourth year, I lost my sponsor. He got murdered. And my sponsor actually brought me to Ocean City for my first convention. I still stay in the same condo that I stayed in with my sponsors 17 years later. And, you know, I don't know about y'all, but I don't know if anybody ever been around like 7,000 people and still felt alone. You know, I don't know if none of y'all ever felt that and didn't use. But that's what happened for me. And some people that knew what I had been through, they saw me up here in Ocean City, because I really ain't want to come without him. But they say, Paul, we're going to walk you through this. You know, that you're not alone. You know, and you ain't got to use, Carlton, even if you want to. That we're here for you, and we're going to love you. You know, and then I had to, you know, get another sponsor. Let me tell you, after like 4 years, I knew every goddamn thing I needed to know. I ain't need no goddamn sponsor. What's somebody else going to help? I've been here 4 goddamn years. I don't need no goddamn sponsor. But y'all told me if you got yourself for a sponsor, you got a damn fool for a sponsor. So I had to get vulnerable and ask another man to sponsor. You know, and I thought we was going to have the same type of relationship that me and my first sponsor had. You know, but what I had to do was learn how to develop, let that relationship develop the way it was going to develop. You know, and I got a good relationship with my sponsors the way it's supposed to be. You know, I don't know. I don't have a whole lot more to say. I'm going to leave some more time because I want to hear what y'all got to say. Because one thing I do know that anytime I come to a meeting, no matter where I sit, I'm the one who gets the help. You know, it ain't about me delivering a message to y'all. It's about me receiving the message. Because, see, I can anchor on my own information. And my own information is what got me this seat right here. You know, just for the newcomer, you know, you don't never have to use even if you want to. You know, relapse and not have to be a part of your story. But if you do relapse, come back. Because we love you up in here. You know, and we're here for you. You know, reach out to the more experienced member. The more experienced member might be that person that just got one day more than you do. You know, I wouldn't change my life or anything in the world. Everything that happened for me before I got to recovery and everything that's happened to me in recovery is for my greater good. You know, I never thought I was going to be here. You know, in Ocean City. At a podium. This is not was not my dream. My dream was to make enough money to retire at 35. That's why I used to say, man, I'm gonna retire. When I get 35, I'm gonna be retired. But when you smoke crack, you can't retire at 35. you just cannot. You know what? Now, I'm going to tell y'all, I got to be honest. I got to be real honest right here, right? And after Vanessa shed, and then the motherfucking room started emptying out, I got automatic resentment. I said, what are motherfuckers doing on me now, Muffy? But that's why I had to invite God in too, because it's not about me. It's truly not about me. You know, God saved me, but I try to be an instrument for change of other people. And it's, you know, it's simple, but it's not easy. But, you know, because when y'all say simple, I will confuse simple with easy. You know, I say, oh, that shit's easy. Ain't nothing easy about coming here and getting clean and staying clean. Ain't nothing easy about that shit. You know, not when life come at you. You know, but it's real simple. You know, come to a meeting, right, you share about where you at. You know, you ask for some help. See, I ain't know nothing about asking for help. You know, I know, you know, because uptown, they had this thing, we called it the Tree of Knowledge, that was right across the street from the liquor store. And it's funny, they got an NA meeting there now. Right? And we're sitting underneath that tree, and we had all the answers to cancer and everything. And ain't nobody went to college and went, had no motherfucking PhDs or none of that shit, right? But we knew everything. We could solve all the world problems, from Richard Nixon's presidency and some more shit. Man, I ain't find what I was looking for until I got to knock out his nose. You know, I love this program. You know, so that's enough out of me. I'm gonna save some time. I know y'all up here at the ocean, and I know y'all got some stuff y'all want to say. Thanks for letting me share.